Hello guys, you know what, this week I had like this frustration inside, like feeling this comfort zone growing and kind of like trying to drag me to it, you know? It's getting stronger, like that comfort zone and that feeling that comes, feel comfortable, basically. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes any sense. I don't like the comfort zone. I don't. Now, I'm absolutely sure that I'm not the same as I was before, which I love, and I'm certain that I'm gonna do whatever it takes to just move on, you know, to keep moving, because this comfort zone is not cool. Yeah, of course it's a nice place. Of course, I have everything I need, you know, my basic necessities are covered. I have no problem with that. Okay, but then what else? You know, what else? That's not enough. That's actually not a life. Or to me, that's not the life I want to live. So earlier I was talking to my psychologist as every Friday, and you know, he was listening to me and he told me, like, you know what, why don't you listen to yourself? You know, if you really feel trapped, as you say, like you are drowning, because I said the water, I feel like I'm somewhere where there is water, and the water is getting to my throat, and soon it's gonna go up and cover my whole body. I don't want that. I don't need that. I don't want that. So as much as I wanted or tried it, or kind of, I don't know if fooled myself by, you know, thinking that I was getting that whatever job and, you know, to make my life here for longer. I don't think that's gonna happen, you know. I don't really think that. The way I see it right now is that I really wanna take a plane and go. That's it. Why? Also, because this comfortable place where I am right now, like I said, it is comfortable, but at the same time, it's not. It's awful, because it's not letting me grow as a person. And I sound passionate right now, because it was really good, the talk I had with my psychologist. Honestly, I felt understood. I felt like, okay, it's completely valid to feel the way I feel. It's completely valid to want to go, you know, to want to escape from the comfort zone. I'm escaping again, but this time from the comfort zone, you know? I don't think that was the same in the past. I mean, my reasons were different, you know? Right now, I feel like everything is different. It's really funny. I'm just getting really, really tired, frustrated. And like I said, I told him, like, you know, the way I work, the way that my mind works, it's sorry, it's not that common, because I need extremes. The only way that I can actually move my ass and be productive, it's when I'm alone. You know, when I was living alone, I was able to rent my own place, buy my own food, cook my own food, you know, do whatever I wanted. Yes, I needed a job. There was no choice, of course, than getting a job. But here, since I'm with my mom, I'm not forced to do anything, which means I'm not growing as a person, which means I'm getting super frustrated because I know myself. And it's okay, you know? Now I understand that it's okay to want to live the life others would never dare, you know? Others don't dare to do whatever they, you know, they dream to do. For many people, living a free life, you know, like not having anything, you know, like material possessions, like not owning a car, like pretty much not having any attachments. For it's like, oh my God, no, they feel like so naked, or like that's not okay, or like people who do that are hippies, and hippies equals not sane or different or weird, you know? And I cannot silence the voice inside of me telling me that I really need to be free, that I really need to move away again, to start over, to be with myself, to count on myself. Because I know I can do this. I've done it before. I think now I'm more mature. And actually, I told him that, you know, like many people, even me, you know, I bought the idea that many people say or tell me that I'm immature. You know, dude, you're so immature, you don't want any responsibilities, you don't keep a job, you don't own a house, you don't, you know, stuff like that. And that's not being immature. Actually, the way I see it now is like, I have the brave heart to do whatever I want, you know? Most people don't have that. Most people don't do that. Don't take the plunge. They are too scared. And I know many people. Actually, some friends have told me, you know, like, dude, I couldn't do the things you do, you know? One friend once told me, I admire you because you don't need much. To just, you know, live. That's it. And I think that's the way it should be, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not the kind of person who likes to stay in one place or who likes to be working in an office. You know, like, for me, that's hell. That's awful. I don't want to judge people who like that or who do that. I really doubt many people like that lifestyle. Many people just do it because they have to, you know, because they have family, because they have whatever doubt. I mean, debts. I don't know how to pronounce that. Yeah, they, you know, they need money to, yeah, because they ask loans or, you know. I'm not in that position. I don't have any debts. Not at least not big ones, you know. So the way I see it is like, yeah, whatever, you know. Judge me, yeah, I don't care if people are gonna say, my own family even are gonna tell me, oh, here we go again, you're gonna live again and you are going to do what? You know what? I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know. I have no idea. The only thing I know and I'm certain is that I wanna be free. My spirit feels like caged, you know? That's the way I feel right now. I feel like I'm in a cage. It's hard to express the exact way I feel. And I don't know, I mean, I don't expect everybody to understand, you know? Actually, I don't care if you guys or you, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't respect you, but you know, I mean, I don't have time to be judged. Life's too short. For example, I have this friend, my new friend, she has two kids. She doesn't really have many options. Like right now, she's still doing the job I quit recently, you know, because she cannot do anything else. Why? Because she has kids. She's divorced. Luckily, I'm not in that position, and I can do whatever I want. Right now, I have some plans on how to make quick money, basically. And yeah, I guess I'm gonna be heading some beautiful place soon again. And that's okay, you know? That's okay. I encourage my friends to do the same. I encourage people that I know that are feeling caged too, to do the same and to follow their desires and to not be a robot anymore, you know? It's so sad to just be a robot. Another brick in the wall, right? Well, now that I vented out, thank you for listening. Yeah, you know, because I was feeling kind of sad earlier. I was just feeling, talking to my psychologist, I was like getting vulnerable, like so sensitive. And I know why, you know, because my spirit is asking me, please, you know, please follow your desires. And it's good that he actually told me, go for it, you know, go for it. That's it. Take the plunge. And you guys, you have to take the plunge too. Okay. Thank you once again. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.